if I follow your footsteps of movies, it sort of makes me wonder if you are sort of a concerned citizen.
I am a concerned citizen, and I, you know, I've been a supporter of Barack Obama for about almost 2 years now, and it's been a very exciting couple of weeks, I have to say. I think that what's most interesting to me is that we, in America, fell off the map for asking tough questions, you know, and we stopped caring about what was going on in our world or in our nation. It was more about what was going on in our homes. And when you do that, in general, a lot of bad things can happen outside your home. And you have to sort of pay attention to the things that are going on besides just your doorstep. And I think right now you're starting to see the effects of that. And I think that our country is coming to terms with that. And that's why I'm excited about what's going on in our country right now, is that more people are showing up to vote than have ever showed up to vote. It's a different time right now. And I think after 7 years of mistakes, we're ready to, you know, start fixing some of those. That's the good thing about a democracy.
Right. Since you brought it up, what issues do you particularly care about in the current election?
Well, I mean, I have certainly my own issues, personal issues. You know, I'm very involved in the Darfur and the atrocities there, and other issues. Chad's going through many of the same kinds of issues, although they're not, their government isn't attacking them. Congo's still trying to settle a long, long war, but. So those kind of foreign affairs are big, but the main one is obviously for me was the war. That's the one that got me in so much trouble, and that's the one that the reason I made Goodnight and Good Luck, and the reason that I made Syriana. So I think ultimately, if you're really talking about the war, what you're really talking about is energy. And so at the end of the day, everything has been, even Darfur is still about oil. Strangely, it's always about oil.
Can you elaborate that a little bit?
Well, you know, if you think about it, if the North finds oil, and the North and South, or the East and West, have been sort of fighting one another or angry at one another, and suddenly you have one group that ends up with a lot of money, and the ability then to go out and at least by proxy arm a lot of people to harm them, you know, oil is the issue. There could be oil under all that other land, and if you get them off of the land, you can go look for it. Nobody owns deeds, so you can't just, you know, you can just take that property if you want to. So again, it feels like oil, and it really does feel like if you really want to fight the war on terror, the idea would be to stop needing their product.
Right.
You know, if you don't need their product, then they go away. They go back to the power structure in the rest of the world that they should probably have, which is not that they should be ostracized, but that they should have exactly the amount of power that their country, the size of their country is, you know.